on the bottom of the Peifoga Bebeis. Rova ki havinofik medina, when Rova would go out to be a dayan in a din Torah, Omar Hochi, he would say the following, the trouble nafshe l'ktola nofik, I'm going out willingly to be killed. And we said yesterday two pshatim. One is that either that he would make a mistake in the din and be chayiv, even misa, for wrongly punishing somebody, or that he was afraid that the person he was don would take revenge and kill him in the end. The trouble basically less who of it, and I'm not doing anything to earn a living for my home, right, because he wasn't allowed to take money for being donned in except the schar batala. The regular basi also, and I'm going to end up coming home empty-handed. The levai shetei biyakitzia, I should go as I went, just like I left without a chait, I should come back without a chait too. Rashi, liktola oza lisa onish chait, shema yishke bedin, the al-atzmar, he said himself, that I'm going out to be killed at chas v'sholom, I'll make a mistake in the din, and be chayiv. The tzavu basi lesu ovid, b'chol zeh lo yasa tzorchei beso. Lo yishtaker klum bedover. I'm not going to earn anything from this. Just like I left without a chait, I should come back without a chait too. When Rava would see the multitude of people that walked after him, when he walked through the streets, so people were malava him. Omar, so he said to himself, right? He said it to keep himself humble. He could be carried away with all these people walking behind him. So he said this pasuk, that a person reaches the shamayim and he goes into the clouds, but he's a nothing. He can disappear like a golo, refuse. And he'll be nothing. He'll be, people will say, where is he? So a person shouldn't get carried away with himself. Today he could be a big shot, and tomorrow nothing. Rav Zutra ki havi mekatzele b'shabes the rigla. Rav Zutra, when they would carry him on the Shabbos of the regel, they brought him to the drosha. They used to carry him on their shoulders. So in order not to get carried away with the COVID, havi omar ki lola olam chosen dimnezel ador vador. A person doesn't remain strong forever, and a crown doesn't remain from generation to generation. So don't get carried away with the COVID. It's not good for a Rasha that he gets paid for his mitzvahs in this world, because then he gets punished in the next world. Since Achav was Nichna, so he got a scar in this world that the destruction of his family didn't happen in his lifetime. But that wasn't for his good, because then it was all the bad that he did, he was punished in the next world. He was rewarded for the little good he did in this world, and he didn't get anything for the next world. So it wasn't for his benefit. Mashalim l'solno v'lponav. The Rosh Hashanah pays the Rishayim their mitzvahs in this world, so they get total punishment in the next world. Rashi, Ambua Gedudei Bnei Adam Holchim Achlo Lechvodo. Rava used to have whole slews of people walking behind him to honor him. Im Yala Shemaim Siyo Sofo Kiglolo Netzach Yoved. Person, even if he goes to the heavens, he's lifted up to the clouds. In the end, he could be destroyed and disappear like a piece of refuse. The Cholze Omer Shloch Tazuach died. He said it to himself. He shouldn't be carried away with the COVID. Mechatzele Zokin Haye. He was an old man. The notion also by Lonki Bekasfeim BeBeis HaMedrash. He's to carry him on their shoulders on a stretcher to the Beis Medrash. Shalol HaTriach HaTzibur Lokom Miponav. In order that the Tzibur shouldn't have to stand up for him, right, when he walks slowly, little by little. So they carried him fast through, not to Matriach the Tzibur. Okay. Lahato Sadik b'Mishpat, right? Sadik who's punished in this world, Tov lahem l'tzadikim, she'en nosim lahem panim b'olam hazeh. It's good for a tzadik that he's punished for the few aveiros he has in this world, so he has a clear reward for the next world. Tov lahem Moshe shalom nosim lahem panim b'olam hazeh. It was good for Moshe that he was punished for the sin that he did in this world, Shenemer Yan lo emantim bi lakisheni, ha ilu emantim bi adayin lo higiyas man li potim in ha'olam. Moshe Rabbeinu died before his time. And even though it says the Rabbanu Shem from Malish Nosef Shel Tzadik miyom liyom, and he died on his birthday, but that's regabi the days. But regabi the years, had he not done this chait, he could have lived longer and gone into Eretz Yisrael. So he didn't fill out his full lifetime in years, even though he filled out his full lifetime in days. Not only tzaddikim mezakeh for themselves, but they're zocha for their children to all generations. Shekama bonim hayol oli aron shiruim lisori kenar aviu. L'maisa, it wasn't only Nod and Aviu who were roy to be killed, but Aaron's other children also had a reason why they should have perished. Shenemer had no sorin, the ones that were left over. Mashma, there was something wrong with them too. Elisha omad lehem skus aviyim. The skus of Aaron HaKohen was omed and saved his other two children. Didn't save the first two because their fate was too great. But it saved the other two. And even though it says Moshe Rabbeinu davened for them, right? Vespal gam ba'ad Aaron. And I was zocher my tefillah that two of the children should be saved, but he was answered in the schus of Aaron. Oy lohem l'rishoyim l'dayin shemechayvim atzman. Not only the rishoyim mechayv themselves, but shemechayvim b'nei l'vayim atzov kol adoros. They also leave over a chiyu for their children atzov kol adoros. Even though it says poked oven avos abanim only till the fourth generation, here we're not talking about children being punished for the sins of the parents. We're talking about what's it called, them suffering because of the pagam of the parent. We'll see in one second. Har be bonim hoyva l'chanan, shiruim l'samech ketevi abdi shol Rav Gamliel. Canaan had many generations, many people who were the descendants of Canaan who were tzaddikim, who were fit to be nismach, right? Here, smicha doesn't necessarily mean real smicha. It means to be called an adam kosher. Tevi was given a title as an Adam Kosher. Ela Shechovas Aviyim Gormelohem. But the Yichus was tainted because of their father Canaan, because of what he did. So it's not a punishment, but it's Mechayiv them, meaning it taints them for all generations. Rashi, Shenemar Hanosorim, Alma Afhein Hayuruim Lisori Venosu. They were left over. Mashma, there was something wrong with them that they really should have been killed. Okay. Kol Mezakeh Sarabim Ein Chet Bo Al Yodo. Person who is Mezakeh, the Rabim, the Rabbanu Shel Olam protects him from Chet. That doesn't mean he can't sin. If he wants to, he can. But the Rabbanu Shel Olam will protect him and they give him shiata the Shemaya that he won't be in situations where it's going to be easy to be chotek. Cholamachias harabim kimat, the Yavetz takes out the word kimat, right? Cholamachias harabim kimat, he must speak him yodolas tshuva. Then he doesn't get any shiata the Shemaya to do tshuva. It's harder for him to do tshuva. Why? Cholamachias harabim mechein poli yodol my time a kadesh lo yehu begehem and v'tami the beganet. Shenemar kilosazov nafshi l'sha'ol ositein chasid choli roshochas. Somebody's mezakeh the rabbin, so he causes them to be in Gan Eden. Now, if he sins, he's going to end up in Gehenna. That's not going to be fair. The guy who caused these other people to be in Gan Eden, in Gehenna, doesn't look like. So therefore, the Rabbanu Shem protects him from chayt. Always kind of, that's the schus, that's why it says by women, women have a greater guarantee to olam haba than men. Right? Why? Because their role is a supportive role. Mara says, because they're molich baleim ubeneim l'torah. Because they're mezakeh harabim. So somebody's mezakeh harabim has that extra guarantee that they're not going to be chote, because it wouldn't be fair that their husbands and children should be in Gan Eden, they should be in Gehenna. So the male, that's why a woman also has that extra guarantee. Chol amachdias harabim may not speak in b'yor lasas tshuva. V'shlo yehu b'Gan Eden v'talmidah b'Gehenna. Shouldn't be the opposite way. Guy is machtias harabim, he causes people to go to Gehenna. And he does tshuva, and he ends up in Gan Eden. It doesn't look fair. The guy who caused these people to be in Gehenna is in Gan Eden. So therefore, the Rabbanu Shem doesn't give him siyata d'shmaya. But if he wants to do tshuva, he can do tshuva. But it's not easy for him. Shinamer odom oshu pedam nefesh ad bor yonus al yismechu bo. Rashi kilosazu v'nachshilo madnu shakadosh baruch moneya sachet m'lachshilo. The Rabbanu Shem doesn't leave him to do chet. He protects him from the chet. But he doesn't make it impossible he should do a chet. Oshik b'dam nefesh, mechuy b'nefesh she'avda al yado. Right? Somebody who is liable for being machti other people and causing them to go to Gehenna, al yismechu bo shelo yipol. The Rebbe Shlomo doesn't protect him from chayt, and he doesn't give him the option to do tshuva easily. Ela manichin oso v'yipol v'bor b'gehenna. He lets him fall into Gehenna. So it should be fair that he should be in Gehenna the same way that he caused other people to be in Gehenna. Okay, Omer echtev v'oshu v'echtev v'oshu. A person says, I'll sin and do tshuva, I'll sin and do tshuva, twice. So there also, he doesn't get siyata d'shmaya, lo maspikim b'yodol lasas tshuva. Lomali l'meimer echtev v'oshu v'echtev v'oshu. Why twice? Trey zimni, k'n Rav Huna. Comes to tell me the din of Rav Huna, or the idea of Rav Huna, Omer Rav. The Omer Rav, kivin sh'ov Rav Maver v'shona ba'hutra lo. Person does Maver twice, it becomes mutter to him. So he says, hutra lo is mutter, so k'daitach. He considers it like it's mutter. And therefore, if a person says, I'm going to sin and do tshuva, and what's it called? He does the sin on the smach of the tshuva, and he does it twice, so there's little chance that he really intends to do tshuva on that chet, because he doesn't consider the chet something also if he did it twice already. So therefore, two times saying this, his tshuva is not a valid tshuva. Echtav Yom HaKippur Mechaper, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Here it's only one time. You don't need the two times. The person says, I'm going to utilize Yom Kippur. Right? So Yom Kippur is the reason he sinned. If it wouldn't be for Yom Kippur, he wouldn't have sinned. If it wouldn't have been for Tshuva, he wouldn't have sinned. The Tshuva now becomes an extension of the sin. The Yom Kippur becomes an extension of the sin. Because it enabled me to sin. Because I wouldn't have Yom Kippur, I wouldn't have sinned. It's only because I'm somech on Yom Kippur that I did the sin to begin with. So it's not that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, Yom Kippur is the cause of the sin. Let's say the mission is not like Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, I'll call out the Rishon B'Torah, being also tshuva, being lo also tshuva, Yom Kippur mechaper. So the Lechora, you don't need tshuva. So even if a person says echta the Yom Kippur mechaper, the Lechora should be mechaper because you don't need tshuva according to what's it called to Rebbe. Where it says, I feel told me Rebbe agav shani. No, that's not where you don't use Yom Kippur as the reason to sin. But if Yom Kippur is what enables you to sin, then Yom Kippur can't help you to be mechaper. Because Yom Kippur is not the reason for kapara. Here, Yom Kippur is the reason for the chet. Rashi, k'drav huna, dekivin dechata, trezim neshuv ein maspikim b'yodol lasas tshuva. Once you do the avera twice, right, then ein maspikim. If you said after v'oshu, if you stam did an avera twice, it's stam nasalo kehetes. But if you did Navera twice, and you did it with this smach that you're going to do tshuva, then ain't maspikim. If you shavera domel lo keheter. So you have two things. The Avera is domel lo keheter, and you're being told on the tshuva for the sake of the Avera, then ain't maspikim yor lasa tshuva. Lemed lo karebi, do omer le'el, afilu lo asa tshuva mechaper. Agav shani, me'achas she'olav husomech lachto ain't a mechaper. Since he's using Yom Kippur as the excuse to sin. Right, that's what enables him to sin. Yom Kippur is not mechaper, even according to Rebbe. Aver shebinon lemakom, right? Yom Kippur is mechaper. Aver shebinon lechavero, it's not mechaper until yiratzes chavero. Rami le Rav Yosef bar Chovu le Rebbe Avo. Aver shebinon lechavero in Yom Kippur mechaper. Vaksid, right? Mishnah says that aver shebinon lechavero Yom Kippur is not mechaper. It says im yechta ish leish upilu lo Elohim, right? It says if the person sins against another person, God will, what's it called, will forgive him. Mashma, even without asking the person forgiveness. Rashi, v'hik v'oksiv u'pilalu Elohim, because so g'daitich u'pilalu lashon tefila, u'piyosu. Shakadosh Baruch Hu mefalo mefaiso mechaperlo. The Rabban Shom will forgive him. Mashma, even without the other person. Shmuel says, no, man Elohim dayona. Elohim over here doesn't mean God. It means a dayon. If you sin against somebody and you do something that needs a Beis Din, then the Beis Din will have to get involved and make amends. So where says, Yehochim a Seifa, if that's the pshat, that Elohim means a dayan, then what's the pshat in the Seifa? Im Lashem Yechta Ish, if he sins only against God, not against a human being, Mi Yisfalalo, who will be Mispalal for him? What do you mean? The Rebbe doesn't have agents that he can take care of the God? Only if you sin against a person, then a judge can take care of you. But God can't take care of you? What does that mean? Right? If you sin against a person and the judge will intervene and everything will be settled, then you get mechila. But if you don't settle things in this world between man and man, it's not going to be forgiven. If you sin only against the Rabban Shel Olam, right? Then all you need is tshuva ma'isin tovim, what's it called, to intercede. You don't need pius from the person. There's no person here. Versus man Elohim dayim, the high upila laloshin v'noshin bepleilim. You sin against the person, then you need the dayan to make amends between the people. The mishpat minu. If pilalo doesn't mean tfila, it means mishpat, emasefa, miyispalalo, miyifateno bishvil amakum. Right? The chiein shluchim harbi lamakum before he meant it. What's the end of the pasuk mean? And if you sin against God, who's going to intercede? Who's going to do the mishpat? The Roshim can't do mishpat for himself. Right? Only judges can do mishpat. Hachi kamar. Hachi nami the pil de kralash and pius. It means to make amends. The hachi kamar. In yech the ish le ish, upililo le chadeiro, beritso elokim yimchalo. Right? If you sin against a human being, then you have to make amends with him. And then the Rabban shall forgive you. But if you sin against Hashem alone, mi yispao bado, in eno shav neveri shabiyado, if he won't do tshuva, then he won't be able to make amends. But, passage by Eliyahu Cohen, who was giving tochacha to his children. So if you sin against man, you're going to need somebody to intercede and make amends. But if you sin against the Rabban Shalom, unless you do tshuva, you're not going to make amends. But if you do tshuva, Maisim Tovin, you're not going to have to make any other amends except for that, if it's a sin only between Adam and Makom. Even if you only upset somebody else with words, you didn't hit them, you didn't do anything physical to them, you just upset them with words, you still have to make amends. Even if you only were ensnared with the words of your mouth, this is how you'll be saved from the chait. Right? Hisrapes means if you owe him money, pay him back the money if you stole from him. The imlav, and if you don't have any money, but it's just a matter of hurting his feelings, harbe Allah the notcho. Harbe Allah bitvorin tzorek lefaisa. I don't know a second. The imlav, hirbe Allah reyim. If not, then bring friends and appease him. V'omer Achizda, how many friends? Zorek l'faisel b'sholoshul sheshloshim and the other. You have to bring three rows of three friends to be mafayisim, together with the person who's mafayisim, a minion. Shenemar yosher al nashim v'yomer fatosi v'yosher adesi v'lo shovali. V'omer Rav Yossi b'Rav Chanina, kolam avakish motu mechadero al yivakish men yosher v'sholosh pomer. If you're asking mechila from someone, you shouldn't do it more than three times. Shenemar, we'll see later on, is machlokas, whether it means you're not allowed to do it more than three times, or you don't have to do it more than three times. Shenemar, ona sona, the ata sona, says ona, right, and then sona, and the ata sona, three times, more than that not. And there's a machlokas, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, whether the first time you also bring nine people with you, or the first time you go alone. If that doesn't work, then the next two times you bring nine people with you. The inmates, if the guy died after you were chotei to him, right, maybe asara b'nei adam, amidam al kivro. So some achronim say that this halacha that you have to go to the kever is only if you sin to the person when he's alive and you didn't have a chance to ask him mechila, then after he's dead you have to go to the kever. But if you only sinned against somebody after he was dead, you spoke Lashon Hara about a dead person, you don't have to go to the kever to ask Mechila. You can ask Mechila from anywhere. So you have to bring 10 people. Ma'amidam al kivro. Va'omer chotosi la'ashem alokeyos la'ploni she'chavalti bo. Right? And you're asking Mechila on the kever with a minion. Rabbi Yirmiyah havelei milsul Rabbi Abba b'hadei. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Abba had a tain on Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah did something wrong to Rabbi Abba. Ozo eisei v'adosha to Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to make amends with Rav Abba, so he went and sat on the gate of Rav Abba. V'havi v'shad ya'amsi maya, when his cleaning lady was throwing out the wash water. Mothus Zipe Demaya Reshe. And some of the water fell on Rabbi Yirmiyah's head. So he came to ask Mechila from Rababa, but he got soaked with wash water from Rababa's maid. Omra Suni Kashpa. It made me like a dung heap. Koranafshi said, from this I'll be Zolche, may Ashpos Yorim Evyam. Shomer Rababa. Rababa heard what happened. The Rabbi Yirmiyah is sitting there and his maid poured, what's it called, water on his head. V'nofek Rabbi came out. Omerle hashtet shichna v'nefek adetach. Now I have to ask you, Mechila. So they made up. Dichsiv leich yisrapes v'rahav reyechot. It says, you have to, now, what's it called, mefayis somebody, if you did something, even though I didn't do it, but l'maisa, since my maid did it, it's like I did. Rebzera kiavile milsa b'havi inish. If Rebzera had somebody who did something against him, Havicholet betoni lekamei, would go walk in front of him to try to get the guy to ask him mechila. Umamchi leki hech v'nesu v'nefek lemidate. Rav havi lemilsa b'havi ahutabcha. Rav had something, a butcher was a mechutzef to Rav. So Rav had a tain on this butcher, and the butcher owed Rav mechila. Bakoshes mechila. Lo osu lekamei, and the butcher never came to ask mechila. So b'mala yuma de kipurei, Omar iu ezu anola fi yusele. So Rav said on Erev Yom Kippur, the Sfasemis learns from here, the Erev Yom Kippur, you have to ask mechila from people, even if you're the cause. Even if you're in the right, you should still try to make shalom, even if the other person won't. And is not interested in it. But even the person who was wronged, should Erev Yom Kippur is an Indian of being shalom amongst everybody. So it's everybody's responsibility, even the wrong person. So Rav wanted to induce the other person to ask him mechila. Okay? Poga be Rav Huna. So Rav Huna met him on his way to this butcher. Omer Leila, hecha kos, ulmar, where are you going? Erev Yom Kippur. Right? Went to the butcher on Erev Yom Kippur. Omer Leila, fuse le planya. I'm going to be Mephias, the butcher. Omer ozo abel le mikl nafshi, you're going to kill him. Ozo. Right? Because he's not going to ask you mechila, and you're going to now make a tvi and shamayim against him, even worse than before. The komolai have a yosef as he came. He went the poli reishi, and he was what's it called? He was washing his head. He was getting ready for yontif. He was bathing for Yom Kippur. For poli reishi, was taking the lice out of his head. Dolly eini v'chazik. He picked up his eyes and he saw Rav standing there. Omerle abba at. Zil, Leslie Milsa Badach. Are you Rav? He said, I have nothing to say to you. Right? So he still refused to ask him Mechil. Bahavi Kopali Reshe Ishtamit Garba. Oh no, he was what's it called? He was cutting up the head of an animal. He was butchering an animal's head. So while he was butchering the animal's head, a bone chip jumped out of the animal's head, was hacking it, so it jumped out. Right, umachi b'kuei b'katli, and it pierced his throat and killed him. Rashi. B'ni maravto v'echot tzakato l'zor kapecha b'shvil zor la'arva b'mama. O imno kashtevim repicha shehiknitoso b'dvorim. Asei zos v'inotzel kibosa b'kapriecha liske mama. If you did something monetary against somebody, pay him back the money. And if you only heard him with words, then appease him with words. Leich Yisrapish, Yad Uporalo, right? If you sinned against him monetarily, then Yisrapish, Tenlo Pisos Yad, pay him back the money. The Almoka Shimrei Pichon, if you sinned against him with words, Imiknitoso Rav Reecha, Harbe Reeim Levakish Emenu Mefila. Bring a lot of friends, if he won't be appeased alone, bring friends to appease him. Reecho basra dekroa moliksi, v'fishu Russian rabbit. It's not one friend, it's a lot of friends. B'sholosh shiru, sholosh pomim yifaisihu, b'shlosha anoshim b'chopam. Mephayishim three times, not nine people each time. Made a mistake. It's three people each time, three times. Shenemar yosher loshin shura, v'ein shura p'chusim m'shlosh b'yom. A shura is three people. So each time you have to bring a shura. And three times, so it's three shuros, but each one is separate. So you bring three people three times. Chotosi hari pamachas. V'yosher haveisi hari shtayim. V'lo shovali hari shlosha. Ona sona, v'yata sona, ein noel loshin bakosha. So ana is one, sana is two, the atosana is three. Don't ask, you don't have to ask mechila more than three times, or you shouldn't ask mechila more than three times. Havale milsul Rabba Abba Bahadei, Rabba Abba Hayelo Lisrem Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabba Abba had a tain on Rabbi Yirmiyah. Shechotolo. Rabbi Yirmiyah did something against Rabbi Abba, and Rabba Abba had tainas on Rabbi Yirmiyah. So also Rabbi Yirmiyah, Isav Adosh Rabba Abba. So Rabbi Yirmiyah went and sat on the doorway of, at the doorway of Rabba Abba to ask a mechila. And while he was there, Zarzifi de Maya, he tazas tipe shofchim shosah hashifcha shopechas. When she threw out the wash water, right, the mop water, right, so it went on his head. The Zarzife tipin, the domalo kirvivim zarzif eretz, the sefer tehillim. Zarzif is drops of water. If somebody refuses to ask mechila, you should try to make yourself accessible and available to maybe induce him to ask mechila. But you see from here that just stam being mochel the person is not an inyan. Because if he doesn't ask mechila and you stam mochel him, right, so then you didn't give him the opportunity to really do tshuva. Because he still thinks that he doesn't need mechila. Cholif etani over v'sholim mishalish pamim rabos. She used to walk in front of him back and forth to give the guy the incentive to ask him mechila. V'havi tabach, tabach chotolo. The tabach did something against Rav, and erev Yom Kippur, Rav wanted to go and make him accessible to try to induce the tabach to ask him mechila. Ka'ozel Abba Rabbei, right? So he said, where are you going? He said, Abba is a lashon gedula. L'miktol nafshei. So he told me, Rav Huna told him, you're going to kill this guy. Achshavu manishalomus, you're going to bring him a worse onish, because he's not going to ask you mechila, and now the shamayim it's going to be even worse for him. Tovareisha meshaber atzomos rosho behemos. He was chopping up the head, the skull of an animal. Bikue begargarto, and a chip of the bone flew off and pierced his throat and killed him. Okay. What? Yeah, so it could be that you already got the feel of Zaka and the person doesn't be mochel you, right? So then better you should mochel him, then he shouldn't have mechila at all. But that's not the chatzila. The chatzila is to try to get him to have mechila.